The West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. Happy Friday, Matt.
Happy Friday, Ben. Would it be too much to ask for a deep dive podcast into that performance at HMAS Supply? I just think there's a lot of content in that.
There is a lot to unpack.
I would listen to it, or a doco.
Did you happen to see the statement that was put out by the 101 Girls Squadron yesterday?
Yes, they want an apology, a direct apology.
A direct apology. And I liked their explanation of their choreography because they denied that there was twerking and instead said there were choreographic elements that were inspired by the motion of the ocean, the waves.
It was interpretive dance.
It was interpretive dance. And obviously they were by the ocean with the naval vessel there. And that was what was going on there.
Oh my God, it was fitting.
How did nobody else pick up on this? I can't believe people didn't pick up on it.
They should have issued the statement before the performance so we could be aware that that's what was going on.
And they've accused the ABC of being creepy in how they filmed it. And, you know, like when you look at it like that, it does seem creepy, some of the camera angles. But I would say, and you work in TV, you can probably tell me that if it was a tap dancing routine, you probably use a lot of the similar angles, right?
Like it's,
there's only so many different ways you can film a dance routine.
Yeah.
And the fact is, if people are wearing hot pants and twerking, well then, you know, maybe that is a bit suggestive.
Well, they did say, oh, that's not the view of the performance that the people who were sitting there would have got. Yes, that's true, of course. But if you're covering an event and want TV cameras to be there, or TV cameras are there, the TV camera doesn't just sit where the audience is and gives you the view of the audience, and that's it.
And it still happened. It still happened.
I did see a joke thing that Nicki Minaj and Cardi B have been booked for the next one. So they're going for
something more conservative.
Yeah, instead of the 101 squadron. And I thought Maurice Payne was on Sunrise this morning, and she was really, really respectful to these performers.
Well, it's not the dancers' fault.
No, it's not the dancers. And she said exactly that. She said they're part of that community in Woolloomooloo there, near where HMAS Supply was commissioned, and she was very respectful towards them and made them the point rather than, you know, them just being left out of it and ridiculed.
We should also be talking about the name of the ship. What a dud name.
HMAS Supply. it's supplied us with a lot of content this week.
I know. And now this is the next story we're going to talk about is certainly no laughing matter. This is something that I think has shocked every parent in Western Australia today or this week, the death of a baby in Darche outside the front of a Christian college.
Yeah, and so the police commissioner on this has described this death as an absolute tragedy. This 11-month-old girl who died in the back of her mother's van at a school in Darche. People at the school and paramedics were told tried to revive this baby girl, but they couldn't bring her back to life. We understand that this mother was picking up an older child, one of her older children, from a vacational care facility that was inside the school at Kingsway Christian College in Darche, and that's when she made the discovery. So this 39-year-old mother was taken into custody. You'll remember we spoke about it yesterday, about someone being taken into custody. She has since been released, and the police commissioner has said, look, yes, we're investigating this, but we're going to be very sensitive and respectful about it. Obviously, they have to work out time frames, how long the child was there and the circumstances surrounding all of that. So that's what police are going through at the moment.
There are laws around leaving kids in cars?
Of course. But there's tragic accidents that happen. We were talking about this last night. A few incidents where people have gone to drop off their child at daycare and forgotten that they haven't actually taken them in. And I know that, you know, you go, oh, you know, how could you possibly do that? Parents lead such busy lives now. They're always thinking, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? You know, I'm surprised they don't have in cars, you know, sensors so that, you know, if the child is in the car seat still and the car's going to be shut, that it goes, we've got a sensor. We've got a sensor for a light, for lights being left on. How about a child being left in a car? So
it's certainly terribly sad, but I think as Chris Dawson said, you know, the police have a job to do. There is something to be investigated here. So I guess all of us will just have to wait and see. Try not to pass judgment.
I think that's the important thing with this. And yesterday we didn't have a lot of detail because police hadn't released a lot, and this is perhaps why, because of the circumstances in this one. And you can't just jump to conclusions. You know, often with these things, there's quite a backstory to them, and I'm sure that'll come out in the fullness of time.